It's time for your Southeast Regional Ag News on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. Biosecurity against accidental or terrorist threats to the nation's food supply got a boost at the White House last week. It's an old issue that took on a new face at the White House with the signing of the National Security Memorandum to strengthen the security and resilience of U.S. food and agriculture. National Cattlemen's CEO Colin Woodall was at the White House pre-briefing and says the memorandum gives ag a seat at the table.
And find ways to make sure that we can continue to protect ourselves and respond in the event of some sort of either terrorist action or unintentional action that results in us having a foreign animal disease or some other threat.
And not just with the help of the USDA.
We had the FBI at the table, the National Security Council, the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, Customs and Border Protection, and many other agencies that all understand what threats truly mean to this country.
Among the tools to respond are the National Veterinary Stockpile, the Foot and Mouth Disease Vaccine Bank, and the planned National Bio and Agro Defense Facility. Woodall says the memorandum will reinforce to Congress the need to keep funding these in the next Farm Bill and Ag Spending Bills.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report